You need to know what it is that your goal is. Between you and your goal, there's ideas that you have that are stopping you from getting there. If you, at the same time of stating that goal, you have the counter goal or the counter concern, consideration, whatever you want to call it, that making money is bad, that having a team is bad, that I'd rather retire, I don't know, then you're not actually going to get toward that goal.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
All right, so we just came back from AMZ Innovate. Fantastic event. I talked to so many $100 million plus sellers yearly. It was unbelievable, the amount of expertise, skill, inspiration that was in one room at one time. And I'm going to talk about a quick recap. So the number one seller on Amazon, Gibran Niaz, okay, Utopia Deals. This man is number one on seller ratings on almost every platform in international Amazon. So he was on stage, and it's great because I get confirmed that what I was thinking is true. He says, listen, 90% of the sale is the click. How do you get the click? That's the main image, your title, your price, number of reviews, and shipping speed. That's pretty much it. Nothing else shows up there. That is it. And he said, listen, all your focus, or 90% of your focus, or say 80-20 at the worst, but he said 90%. 90% of the battle is that main image and the price and all that stuff. And the price is extremely important. The reviews are important. And you should go for winning that battle, because if you don't win that battle, you don't win anything. So that's super, super important. I always talk about it, but listen, he said it, and I said, well, that's amazing. Next, we're outside talking, and there was some seller that he's like, so, you know, hey, like, when you have a new product, shouldn't you do, like, you know, some giveaways? Actually, before that, on stage, he said, listen, to launch a product, he actually answered this question on stage, but the guy wanted to ask him again off of stage for whatever reason. On stage, he said, when you launch a product, you launch it at break-even, put a little bit of ads, you put a little bit of this, and you get some initial traction because it's so appealing when the price is so low. And that's how you launch. And that was the strategy. It's very simple. And that's what we do. Honestly, we try to not do break even. We try to maybe do like 10% margin or something. But we're probably going to do break even now, because that's what he said. And I think it probably will work better. And you keep doing that until you get some traction and some movement and some reviews and some rankings. And when you have the rankings and you have the reviews, then you should be able to raise your price, right? That is the strategy. And you will have losses at the beginning. So then outside of the venue, some guy comes and asks him and says, so, Gibran, you know, what do you think about, you know, giveaways? When you do a new product, I know you said that on stage, but like, you do giveaways and you get the ranking on this. And the guy looks at him and says, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Like, what are you talking about? Reviews. And he didn't even explain the reasoning behind it, because it's just so obvious that it's a bad practice. It's black hat. Or at best gray hat. Amazon doesn't like it. It's deceitful. There's so many things about it that go against good selling. And this guy doesn't condone it. And he says, don't do it. That's not smart. Like, why would you? Why would you spend money on basically a giveaway when you're going to get fake rankings, so you don't know if you need to change your main image, you don't know if you need to change your price, because you're going to get the fake ranking, you're going to think you win, and you're putting your account at jeopardy. I mean, there's so many things, so many reasons why it's not good. So that was a fantastic thing. And there's so much more. I mean, the guy's the number 16 exporter of the entirety of Pakistan. He has 10,000 employees in factories. That's 400 people managing his team, $650 million in revenue. He's just focusing on Amazon. And I mean, that's amazing. It's getting good products at a cheap price. That's what he's pushing. So that was cool. Okay, next person, David Guillaume, CEO, co-founder of Mary Ruth Organics, and they do something ridiculous. I think over 300 million. I forget the number exactly. And one thing that he said, the takeaway I got from him, is you need to know. He talked about mindset. You need to know what it is that your goal is, right? If you're at $3 million, right? And you know that if you get to $10 million, you're going to need to hire staff. And you don't like to hire staff. You don't like a team. You don't want to get too big. You're blocking yourself. Between you and your goal, there's ideas that you have that are stopping you from getting there. And if you, at the same time, and I've seen it in real life when somebody's like, no, I don't want to be rich because rich people are bad or whatever. And then you go like, well, then aren't you going to work to get money? So what would you like to get paid more? So you either get paid more for your time or maybe you can spend less time. No, I don't. And you try to go around that. And if you don't have an explicit goal of if you want to get to 5 million, 10 million, whatever it is, 100 million, billion, I don't know, even 100,000, right? If you at the same time of stating that goal, you have the counter goal or the counter concern, consideration, whatever you want to call it, that making money is bad, that having a team is bad, that business is too hard for me, that I'd rather retire. I don't know. Then you're not actually going to get toward that goal because you're blocking yourself. And so anyway, analyze what are your goals and what actual reasons exist potentially that were keeping you from that goal, right? That's David Guillaume. Amazing. That was fantastic. Mike Beckham. Mike Beckham is a freaking superstar. This guy has incredible profit margins, a fantastic team. Some takeaways from him. You want to get yourself into a position with any retailer, including Amazon. You want to get yourself into a position where that person needs you more than you need them. So he's talking about, you know, for example, Target. And Target and I have not had a good history in the past. But he was saying the Target buyer was like trying to push him, squeeze him for price. And he said, listen, if I walk away from Target, he has 7 of the top 10 water bottle positions, okay? Meaning in the store, hydration. The guy literally owns 7 of the top spots of the top 10. And he's telling the buyer, listen, this is the price we can do it at. We're not going to go down. We have good performance and that's it. And if you don't want to work with us, that's fine. Like, we'll walk away. And that person, if they lose this brand, they're losing their job. That person needs Simple Modern more than Simple Modern needs like that person to buy. So if you put yourself in that position where you have so much performance, so much power in what you're doing, that's a good scenario. That is a fantastic scenario that you should do, okay? And then there was another guy, Steve Borelli, something like that, and he spoke from the Cuts, and he talks about doing the direct-to-consumer marketing, doing the Facebook ads, and then Amazon has almost a different buying behavior, different purchase rate, and so they play with it and put the SKUs over to Amazon and see some of them perform way better than you would expect. So he's talking about the different channels. Some customers want different type of items, and overall, in general, that Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all these different social media platforms, whatever comes in the future, are about creating a demand generation. And then Amazon is demand capture, where you take the customer, they're ready to buy, you take them, but you have to create the demand. And that's what these other things do, right? That's the direct to consumer, all the social media. And so that was a fantastic talk. Anyway, there's great people all around, amazing sellers everywhere. I unfortunately didn't attend all of the talks, right? So I missed some of the stuff. I missed Jason Panzer, right, from Hexclad. I missed a couple of big speakers because I didn't make it, whatever reason. So for that, I apologize. But tell you what, go there next year. I'll have a code when the time comes. I'm sure I'll have a code. This year it was Aaron 100 for AMZ Innovate. I don't get anything out of it other than supporting a fantastic meetup, really where you meet the biggest sellers anywhere. I don't know any other meetup or any other event that there's so many huge sellers there that are ready to talk, give you insights and talk to you. So those are my thoughts for this event. I think it's always a good idea to go to these different places and meet people, because there are people who are selling as much as you, who are selling more than you, selling less than you, and you can learn from these people, see what they're doing, what are the niches, what's up and coming. And I had a fantastic time and definitely opened up a bit of my horizons. Oh, another thing. Oh, I learned from Meredith Organics, which was amazing. David Guillaume. The market cap of these massive supplement companies are not that large. But I always thought supplements were doing way more than, let's say, hard goods. But I know, like, Nespresso does like $12 billion, okay? Shark Ninja, $1.5 billion. And so I go, wow, I was kind of had this FOMO of supplements and being like, hey, I want to be in that because it's bigger, the companies are larger, but according to him, the total addressable market, which is a TAM, is actually smaller there than in some hard goods markets. So that gave me a bit of a change in viewpoint. Like, man, I'm in a great category here, and I can go, if we go after Whirlpool or some of these bigger ones, this is multiple tens of billions. I mean, it is a huge. So I don't know, gave me like a bit of an appreciation for the market that I'm in. So I really appreciated that from David Guillaume. All right, guys, that's some takeaways from AMZ Innovate. See you next time.